This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome, and you know what? He always keeps us real. Mark Goldman, welcome, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR and talk show commentator. And Mark has been, we have been doing these segments for a very long time. I love our segments. Can I just tell you, it's one of my favorite segments that we do on the show on a regular basis because Mark takes us all over the globe, giving us the hottest, latest news on what is happening, business, recreational, in all areas of cannabis, CBD, you name it, he talks about it. And welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much for, having me on again. Love it.
So, Mark, what is the hot stories that you're bringing us today?
We got a lot of great hot stories, as always, Frankie. The big thing that I'm super excited about is New Jersey, just a state over from me. As you know, I'm in New York. The New Jersey adult use...
Wait a minute. You're from New York? Wait. You're from New York? I don't think our audience would know from your accent.
Really? I was just having some coffee, so you know, right? So New Jersey... They can't drive or do really anything else, but they are doing something very positive and very wonderful for themselves. The New Jersey adult use cannabis market is all symptoms go. So a New Jersey recreational cannabis market has recently become a major topic of discussion. Super, super excited. They started about a week ago. They sold almost $2 million worth of recreational cannabis products in their first day alone, Frankie. This is according to the numbers reported by the State Cannabis Commission. So, pretty interesting.
To think that Charlotte and her family, who began this entire journey a decade ago, had to leave the state of New Jersey because they could not get her CBD, not even THC, not even the entourage effect, but CBD, which you will never get high from,
right,
for her epilepsy.
Absolutely nutty. Really cool.
Here we go.
On the day of sales, more than 12,000 customers visited 12 dispensaries, and the numbers are just going to keep on increasing. Some analysts, Frankie, have forecasted more than $2 billion of recreational sales per year in Jersey, New Jersey, and they expect companies with leverage to a state record strong sales growth as well. Very, very interesting, as New Jersey is the Garden State, right?
Absolutely. It's really going to be a full garden now. Full garden state in every sense of the word. How fabulous. Congratulations, New Jersey. Congratulations.
Right. The only
took you long
is,
enough.
Let's say I went to New Jersey. I cannot bring anything back to New York because it's a federal crime. So.
Well.
That's an issue there.
It's a problem. So yeah. It has to stay in New Jersey.
Exactly. I'll have to go on vacation to Atlantic City and hang out or do something, right?
Oh, well, that's... Well, you love that anyway.
It's a win-win all around, really, right?
It is a win-win all around. All around.
You know what's another win-win?
What's that?
Well, the Delaware House votes on marijuana legislation for the second time this year. And this time, well, drum roll, please, it passes. So, the State House, for the second time since March, Frankie, took a vote on the bill that would legalize marijuana in Delaware. The measure failed earlier this year by a vote of 23-14, requiring, at the time, a three-fifths majority to pass. Just recently, the legislation passed on a vote of 26 yes, 14 no, and one was absent. You always get that one absent politician, right? So, on May 5th, 2022, just a few days ago, House Bill 371 sought only to remove all penalties for possession of an ounce or less of marijuana, removed search and seizure authority, and modified the Uniform Controlled Substances Act so that there was no longer any civil or criminal penalties for for transferring an ounce or less between individuals 21 years of age or older. So that's great news.
Great news. Absolutely great news. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You want to hear about, some more great news? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Since we're talking about great news, right? So Illinois marijuana sales on the rise again with 132 million of cannabis sold in April alone, which is, you know, gigantuan news. The second highest monthly total since the market launched in 2020, and another sign that the state's industry is stabilizing following the slump at the beginning of last year. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, also known as everybody knows as the IDFPR, say that quickly, reported that there were almost $91 million in adult-use cannabis sales from in-state consumers last year, while about $41 million came from out-of-state visitors. A total of over 3 million individual marijuana items were sold in April, which is crazy. That could be candy. That could be, you know, really anything. While Illinois broke its yearly records for cannabis sales in 2021 with more than $1.4 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars in cannabis sold last year, marijuana purchases dipped in January and February following the December 2021 record of over $137 million. And just lastly, from last year's sales, Illinois generated almost $100 million more in tax revenue from adult-use marijuana sales than alcohol in 2021. That's all the data that was found there, which is really, really impressive. Let's just say that again. So from last year's sales, in Illinois generated almost $100 million more in tax revenue. That's huge. From adult-use marijuana sales, more so than alcohol. That's gigantuan.
Mark, this is my question to you is, when are people, I keep saying this over and over, I'm like a broken record, but I'm sorry, it is just, the evidence is here. This is the answer. This plant has the ability. And by the way, one of my favorite people who I absolutely adored, he was so brilliant, and he wrote a book about the history of hemp. Dr. Cass Ingram passed away a couple of months ago. I think it was about a month and a half ago. Anyway, and this man was so brilliant, and would share with us folklore, stories of King Solomon using cannabis in ceremonies in the temples that, you know, the Asian culture, it goes back thousands of years and how this plant has been used. And fast forward, for some reason, it got Reefer Madness movie changed everything, and the pejorative results caused such chaos, and now we're still trying to fight back from this moment in history where it really almost destroyed an industry that has been so helpful for so many. And now, not only does it give you physical relief, not only does it give balance in some lives, I mean, it helps you with your Tourette syndrome, it helps kids with epilepsy, it helps kids with ADHD and ADD. It goes on and on and on. But now we're looking at numbers. Those numbers, that money is going back into your community, everybody.
Absolutely, 100%. You know what? Also, this also helped me with COVID, if you recall. I had COVID about a year and a half ago, very, very bad, almost close to the emergency room. I didn't eat for 2 weeks. I finally had an edible, and I've been eating ever since.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
There's that.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers are staggering. Illinois, as you said, broke its yearly record for cannabis sales in 2021 with more than $1.4 billion sold last year. That's 1.4 with a B, billion.
Crazy. Crazy, yeah.
New Jersey, you're saying, could be $2 billion a year.
Right.
And, you know, what's going on with New York now?
Well, you know what? New York, a state that legalized marijuana, are bringing in more tax revenue on pot sales than alcohol. It's kind of interesting, right?
Wow, that's a huge story.
But Yes, this is not the New York story. We're going to go back to the New York story. A majority of states, Frankie, that legalize recreational marijuana for recreational use of collecting more tax revenue from pot sales than alcohol sales. Again, the first two states to legalize pot are profiting the most, Colorado and Washington. Across the country, the total revenue for taxes on marijuana, legal marijuana, I should say, amounted to nearly $3 billion, according to a report on Sin Texas by the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy, the ITEP. So far, 11 states, Frankie, have legalized the sale of recreational marijuana. The states that have given recreational marijuana legalization on the green light, again, are Colorado, Washington, California, Illinois, Michigan, Massachusetts, Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, Maine, and Alaska. All but four of the above states that I just mentioned collected more
Hold that thought. We will be back in just a moment. Give us the website for your wonderful agency as we take a break. GoldmanMcCormick.com.
GoldmanMcCormick.com. Everybody check it out and send me a note.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes two honey sticks in the morning, two honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And one of our regulars, we do enjoy him so much, Mark Goldman from Goldman McCormick. And Mark, welcome back. So,
thank you.
We were just talking about the logistics, the money, the information coming out. And this is so exciting. It's exciting stuff, don't you think?
Absolutely. And you know what the great thing is? That marijuana, legal marijuana, recreational marijuana, is producing so much in taxes and so much, you know, more people are obviously getting into this than alcohol, and it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Okay, what's next on your list of wonderful stories that we have and the news
yeah, so in
around
New York,
the country?
The New York State approves 36 new marijuana grow licenses, which is kind of interesting here. It's another step forward for New York State's recreational pot industry. Last week, Frankie, state cannabis regulators have approved and issued an additional set of cultivation licenses for businesses. Like I said, it's an additional 36 farms across New York State were given the green light to start growing recreational marijuana. It comes just a couple of weeks after the state approved the first 52 applications last month. While the rollout of New York's marijuana industry has been criticized as going very slow, which I can tell you for sure, than planned, the State Office of Cannabis Management affirmed just last week that the state is still on track to start recreational marijuana sales by the end of the year. My personal opinion is I don't believe it. I'm going to have to see it to believe it. But, you know, we shall see. But you know what? It's great because a lot of these farms were losing money and losing, you know, their industries and selling their land off. And now this is something great that they could actually, you know, make money with and support their families with. So it's great. It's wonderful.
I think it is wonderful. You were predicting all of this in our early days on air, our first
Absolutely.
Shows yeah. that we did. You said that this is just, there's no way, you said once it's taken out of the box, there's no going back.
Absolutely. And it's really great that, you know, these older politicians who usually don't get a lot of things are understanding the tax revenue that's going to come from all of this.
I think, though, the biggest story, I just want to go back to this story for just a moment, because this is why there has been so much resistance to cannabis, in my opinion, is when the alcohol and beverage industry realizes that cannabis is bringing in more tax revenue than alcohol. That's a problem, and they don't like that, because that means people are not drinking as much. And, you know, you all know and understand that alcohol, as much as you may like to have both and consume your wine and your drinks and smoke and use recreational or use CBD or whatever, you know, that is all well and good. But the truth is that you are not going to have any harmful effects from this plant, where alcohol obviously does have negative side effects. There's hangovers, there's puffiness under the eyes, there's the blood sugar level for many people, it spikes it.
Also kidneys and everything else. You know?
Your kidneys, the liver, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So this is why there's so many stigmas, because there are so many lobbyists against cannabis for this reason. And, you know, it's just money. It's money is talking now. Money
absolutely.
Is talking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, But I went to Amsterdam several years ago, maybe like 20, 25 years ago, and I would never have thought that this would have all came to, you know, where it is today. Never in my life would I have, you know, thought this. But, you know, it's a great thing. It's wonderful. It's helping a lot of people, as we mentioned several times on this show. So it's really a win-win across the board from everybody. As long as you, you know, do everything responsible, you're fine.
Absolutely. You have to be responsible, though. You really do. Okay. So, and we digress. Let's move on. What's the next story that you have for us, Mark Goldman?
Yes. All right. Well, it's kind of interesting. The state with legal marijuana, states with legal marijuana have less impaired driving, a new study. So when it comes to driving while under the influence of marijuana, states have enacted legislation that are seen less of a potentially dangerous behavior than states that continue to criminalization, according to a new study. The analysis body of self-reported driving under the influence of cannabis, DUIC, found that people are less likely to drive within 3 hours of consuming marijuana in states that are legalized for medical or recreational use compared to non-legal states. Very interesting. Researchers
very
at nonprofit RTI, Frankie International, said that while there are, does appear to be an exception with respect to medical cannabis patients who report frequent use, whose behavior did not differ significantly from frequent users living in states without legal marijuana, the broader takeaway is that prohibition states are generally more likely to have impaired drivers on the roads. So super duper interesting. Bottom line is states with legal marijuana have less impaired driving. It's great.
I never would have thought that to be true.
I agree with you 100%. But, you know,
honestly,
RTI International, pretty reputable place, so.
You know, years and years ago, I used to teach, if you were caught for DUI, you would have to go through a court system and educational program, and I was the teacher, one of the teachers,
right,
back then, way, another lifetime ago. Back in the day, and there was a film with race car drivers, and professional race car drivers from Canada, and they would film them on a very simple basic course. So they would film them before they would take them and give them a drink they had a little cocktail party, and they would have them go back on the road. This was all very scientific, and you know, no one was harmed in this little experiment.
Right.
And they asked them, do you feel impaired after one drink? And everyone said, no, not at all. And they tested their blood sugars, and they kept giving them drinks and whatever. And then finally, when they were at legal, I think it was .10, they would ask them, do you feel impaired? And they would say, no, I do not feel impaired. And they would get them out on the road, and of course the cones would be knocked down, and they would do all kinds of crazy things on the road. And when they saw the tape, they were shocked. They couldn't believe it. And so, you know, that brilliant commercial, when you do buzz driving, when you're driving buzzed, it's drunk
right.
driving. And they were shocked, and everybody else that saw the film, because you don't feel as though you are impaired. But
right,
there's, absolutely. And so it was kind of like a wake-up call for a lot of people that you don't realize what you're doing until you see it on film. Anyway, it was interesting. Mark Goldman, once again, great information. Great, great, great. Give us the website.
Absolutely. It's GoldmanMcCormick.com. That's G-O-L-D-M-A-N, McCormick, M-C-C-O-R-M-I-C-K.com. Feel free to shoot us an email and say hello.
And Forbes magazine named Goldman McCormick PR as one of their top America's PR agencies. So congratulations on that. Thank you. And we will be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A2Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And I always enjoy young entrepreneurs. Jenny Cohen joins us now. Jenny Cohen began at a very young age in the kitchen being creative, where she was heavily influenced by her Cuban roots. But it was in Chicago where she refined those skills and became a well-known restaurateur, event caterer, and music festival food vendor. And you have now morphed into this lady, tell us, Lady
Gaganja.
Lady Gaganja's, tell us a little bit about your new passion.
Sure. Well, I like to say that cannabis is the longest relationship I've ever been in. And I think when we take a step back and look at all of the different paths I've chosen in my life, whether in the corporate world or in food and beverage, cannabis was always there. And for so long, it was such a stigma. I always claim it saved me in college because I went to Tulane, and a lot of kids who get dropped off at the age of 18 in New Orleans don't graduate because
yes,
there's so many temptations in so many different places. And I feel as though I was lucky that I preferred cannabis over alcohol because it kept me going to bed early and going to class every day and spending a lot less money and kind of staying out of trouble. So I really fell in love with it then. But as I grew in the corporate world, I found that I constantly had to hide that. And there was always this stigma associated with cannabis when I was watching everyone around me consume alcohol and do permanent damage to their bodies or become addicts or one of the other many things that we've seen.
Yes.
And that was always so frustrating to me that I had to hide this plant that I love. And I always knew for me it was a medicine, but I just couldn't explain it. I didn't have anything to back that up. I just knew that it made me feel better. And I felt as time went on along the lines, and I opened my first restaurant. We had a couple of locations. We vended at all the big festivals nationwide, Coachella, Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, the Taste of Chicago, et cetera. Cannabis was always there. And when COVID finally hit, I was the director of a food hall downtown, and obviously we went from having full buildings downtown to no one from like Monday to Wednesday in 1 week.
Yes.
And when I saw my friends, a lot of whom, you know, had young kids really struggling and really having a hard time with alcohol in the start of COVID, I really found that people were more interested in cannabis. Now, coincidentally,
so interesting. Yes, this has been. Yeah, this has been a very interesting time in our country, and I think that what's coming out is that the ramifications of COVID, and everyone's like, "It's over, get over it." No, it's not that simple. The ramifications have been devastating, not just for us adults.
We don't even know what they are.
But we're starting to see a little bit of its ugly head rearing about mental illness in this country, and I'm thrilled that it's starting to show. Thrilled.
Me too.
And so we, you know, the awareness of how this plant may be the replacement for the opioid crisis, and we know that the non-toxic, non-THC, there's nothing in it to get you high. CBD could be the answer for some of the kids that are struggling, and especially with ADD and ADHD, epilepsy and so many other issues, and Tourette syndrome. So there's so much to talk about today that we're not really focusing on. And I think it's time, I'm loving this conversation as a young woman, as an entrepreneur, that you're being who you are, the authentic you, and shedding light on getting the stigmas out of the way, and let's create the balance in our lives today.
Absolutely. I've built a lot of, you know, relationships with family members, you know, in the last couple of years where I refuse to be secretive about it now. You know, I've been authentically myself in so many other ways that are obvious to the naked eye. I have rainbow colored hair. I'm covered in tattoos. Like I dress like very pinup vintage, like you can kind of spot me from a mile away kind of person. But also in how, you know, that's authenticity is so important to me as a person and my personality and who I build relationships with, et cetera. But also now with cannabis, like it has, the stigma has to stop because there's so much to learn and there's so much to gain and there's so many other things out there that are causing harm. And I think COVID kind of was a wake up call to at least a chunk of people to start that dialogue. You know, we're just chipping away at it. People that have now expressed interest in, you know, starting with some gummies or starting with, you know, whatever it may be, and at least kind of breaking down that barrier.
Yes, yes.
You know, reminding people that we've come a long way. It's not the baggie of whatever you got from the guy. We never know what strain it was. We just smoked it, whatever we got. You know, you can walk into a dispensary now and have a 45-minute conversation with a bud. And talk about terpenes and talk about cannabinoids and find a strain of something that works for you. It's not just
absolutely
from the guy.
So you and your partner decided, your best friend and business partner, Becky,
yes,
you've started bringing your passions together. And tell us, you say that you make colorful artisan-infused edibles.
Yes. I mean, our personalities show in the food that we make. Becky Two Blunts, my partner, and best friend for a decade, is an incredible chef, and can run circles around me in the kitchen. She's so talented, and she also, currently owns other food businesses and catering businesses as well. And so we've kind of merged all the ideas that we've had for so long into creating foods that are familiar to people, that aren't your classic, you know, cannabis related foods, and kind of broadened people's horizons on what other kinds of things can be infused that might be a little more comfortable or something that you're more familiar with.
Right, right.
But also making it fun and rainbow colors.
Tell us the website so people can take a look at what you're talking about, because obviously they want to see what you're talking about.
You can find us at flameprincessconfections.com. We are based in Chicago, and there's all kinds of information there that you can access and request.
Say it again slowly.
And what's that?
Say the website again slowly. I didn't hear it. Flame.
It's flameprincessconfections.com.
Flameprincessconfections.com. Okay, that's good. That's good. We've got that now. We've got that. Let me ask you, as you're on this journey, is it difficult for you as a female, as female entrepreneurs to do the breakthrough? Are you taken seriously?
I think, because this is not my first business and because Rebecca and I have been business owners for a long time, that perhaps our experience has allowed us to take some big steps because we've made a lot of mistakes in the past that we've learned from. I feel as though, you know, Illinois is obviously way behind on licensure, et cetera. And so navigating that is difficult and a very long and arduous process and very political. And I think that more women, and especially more women of color, need to be at the top of some of these food chains or near the top. And
yes.
I think I think there is a gap in between.
Can you hold on 1 second? We have to take a quick break. We need to take a quick break. We will continue. I know that this is very, very exciting stuff here. Give us the website as we go to break. Jenny Cohen, please.
It's www.flameprincessconfections.com.
Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And I just, when we have a young entrepreneur, when we have someone who is so passionate about the industry, we need to talk to her. We need to find out more. We need to get into how the creations of what you're doing is changing your world and everyone else's world. And so welcome back. Welcome back. Now,
thank you.
Jenny, tell me what you like to be called. Do you like to be called Lady or Jenny?
Jenny is fine.
Okay. So you've been a restaurateur. You have been in the music world. You've been in a different plane than most people. And so I ask you, as a female, has it been difficult to break into this industry?
Oh, absolutely. It really has. As a Latina in this industry, it is interesting to navigate the waters of the MSOs and a lot of the companies that are growing exponentially in Illinois. And then the energy and all the excitement among some of the younger and newer people in the industry and the people that are passionate about it. And for me, what I have found is that one of the biggest obstacles that we need to tackle in cannabis so that we get it right is that we have to find a middle, a bridge from this amazing energy and passion that so many people are talking about and that so many people want to see done correctly and make sure that representation is happening and making sure that the correct people are making it to the top and the actual top.
Yes.
Because there's all this talk and there's all this excitement, but there's very little, there's not enough education. There isn't enough mentorship in the middle.
Mm, yeah.
To kind
Absolutely.
Of carry those people into those higher positions.
And oh, absolutely.
Along the way.
Yes, yes.
And so before this industry gets ahead of us, we need to make sure that that happens.
So the Flame Princess Confections was born a few years ago. And
yes.
You make cookies, candies, gummies, chocolate, sauces, spreads, jams, and savory goods. And how are you guys doing?
Catering for events. We do all kinds of things. So we are happy to kind of custom build menus, et cetera, catering-wise, medicated, unmedicated, for your events to kind of build something for you and your friends that works best for your consumption levels
yeah.
and what you're looking for.
So how are you doing? Tell us the updates of what this has been like in the past few years.
Well, it's been invigorating and exciting because it's for the first time ever in an industry, I feel like every corporate job I got to, even when I opened my restaurants, I always felt that when I got into a room with my peers for the first time, they were like, oh, if you'd only been here a few years ago, we were really making money, you know? And so it was always like, oh, you just missed it. And for the first time, like, we're building this industry ourselves. And how many people can say that about an industry right now? So it really allows us to grow and to help kind of create what it is that we want to see happen next.
Yes. And as you are growing and as this is evolving and developing, you keep it back to the basics, and it's the Latina roots. Tell us about that, why that's so important to you.
Well, I grew up in Miami. I've cooked with my family my entire life. My restaurants served, you know, Cuban-inspired and, like, Miami street food. And I had two restaurants for about 8 years, including all those festivals, et cetera. So that's always been a core part of the foods that I create. But Rebecca has such an incredible background, and she has so much culinary experience that she has allowed us to just bust that wide open and come out with all kinds of crazy, unique, flavorful things. So both of us together with our different backgrounds, two women who are very authentic, experienced, and passionate about this plant and what it's capable of, we just want to keep exposing people to something new and just give people a new perspective on what cannabis is capable of.
Right, right. And that's the key, is that we've done so many shows talking about this is the answer economically, in every way economically. It can be a game changer for this country. It really can, health-wise.
Absolutely.
For people. You know, I talked about the balance in not only adults, but kids and pets as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's so much that we need to talk about and to educate people about, that it's not one size fits all, and it's the importance of understanding and becoming educated. And I know we're almost out of time. I thank you, Jenny Cohen, for being with us today.
Yes,
and give us the website again.
I really appreciate it.
No. Give us the website and all those good things.
It's flameprincessconfections.com. You can find us on Instagram as well. It's flame_princess_confections. I'm also on Instagram as Lady Gaganja. That's at lady.gaganja. Obviously, I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan. You'll see that there.
Right. thank you. Congratulations on all you're doing, and keep us posted. And thank you all. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Still worthwhile if you just smile.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.